This is Colin Linden, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 FM, I think.
I want to shout, but my tongue's too big for my mouth.
Ooh, welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff, and I'm here to here to keep you warm and hopeful today for the next couple of hours. Hopefully you'll be around. Don't listen to me carefully. Don't go outside. Don't try and drive anywhere. Don't try and walk anywhere. Don't even look outside, because it's not going to make you any happier about your miserable little life. If, on the other hand, you live in Victoria or somewhere else, if you're listening to us, you know, somewhere other than Winnipeg, I want you to get down on your knees right now and thank God above that you don't live in Winnipeg, because it sucks outside. It's winter's here, and it sucks. But we do, for a change, have a good football team, it seems, in case you care, which hopefully you don't care too much. But in case you care, the Bombers, it looks like they'll be going to the Grey Cup this year. They're playing Toronto, and it's always a good thing when Toronto loses. But Toronto is sucking pretty bad. It's like 19-1 for Winnipeg, which is pretty funny. So we'll keep you updated on the game there. But I think things are looking pretty good. So you don't need to listen to watch the TV anymore. You just stay here and listen to music. Hopefully we'll make you feel a little bit better. We started off with Blackie and the Rodeo Kings playing Willie P's classic Driftin' Snow there from Higher Hurtin'. And you know what? I was just thinking about, you know, I got some other Blackie that I want to hear. I got some other Willie P I want to hear. I got a bunch of other stuff I want to hear. So today we're just going to play a bunch of good stuff. We're also going to at some point get a call, I think, from one of our friends from the Dust Poets. They're playing on Wednesday at the West End Cultural Center with a very, very special opening act, which is going to be very, very cool. So we'll get you pumped up and primed for that. But first we'll just play some more music, and I don't know. Perhaps playing these songs is going to make us dwell on our misery. I think they're going to be good enough that they're going to make us forget about our misery. We're going to start it off with a lady who you just can't feel miserable when you listen to this lady. She's got a beautiful voice, one of my favorite records of the year. Her name's Catherine McClellan. Her album is Church Bell Blues. It's a fantastic thing. And unfortunately, we have to play this song right here, Snow Day.
Can't hear it land. Take time if you can to see its shape. Slow down. There's no need to rush. Nothing but snow and slush on the streets, and all the dogs are stuck inside. They'll be there until springtime. Oh, it's too cold, they say. from my bed. I can see that tree. Speaks to me in my sleep. And lover said, I'm glad it's there, something to stare at.
girl, snow don't fall on summer's time. Wind don't blow below the sea. My love lies 'neath frozen skies and waits in sweet repose for me. Well, her eyes did laugh, her lips did sing, her legs did roll, my soul to bring. Her hair did curl, and her thoughts unfurled like birds upon the wings of spring. My love, I need not see. To know she cast her glance at me. Well, snow don't fall on summer's time. Wind don't blow below the sea. My love lies 'neath frozen skies and waits in sweet repose for me.
Oh, it don't get much better than that. Doesn't Townes Van Zandt, Snow Don't Fall? I don't know. Yeah, little snet. Yes, a snet. A little set of snow songs there for you on this blustery day here in Winnipeg. Trying to play a few songs that will make us forget about our misery. We heard the lovely and talented Lisa Loeb in Nine Stories with the snow day before that. And Lisa, I hope you're doing well. You know, I miss you. I'm sorry that things didn't work out between us, but I hope all's well. So, best to you. Catherine McClellan before that from her beautiful Church Bell Blues Snow Day. What a great record. One of the best records of the year. You know, us nerdy DJs got to start putting together our lists of the best stuff of the year, and it's going to be hard to knock that baby off the top 10 list. If you don't have that yet, you may want to ask Santa Claus for it, because it's purdy. Sure is. We started off with a Willie P. Bennett song, and there's one song I've listened to it a bunch of times this week, and I think I'm going to listen to it again. I was in Candor the other day. Have you been to Candor yet? I was at Candor for the wine and cheese party, and I was doing the wining because I couldn't spend a ton of money on stuff, because apparently this time of year I have to spend money on other people besides myself. So it was a bit of a difficult night for me at Candor there the other night, But we're mingling and having some wine and some cheese and buying some CDs and stuff. And the song comes on, and it's one of the best songs of all time. And I just stop what I'm doing, and I'm standing by the counter there listening to the song. And Jules walks up and changes the song. He switched it to a different song. And I'm like, what the hell do you think you're doing? So he put it back on again after, because he knew that he was either going to die or put it on. So I'm glad that he made the right choice. So you can still go down to Canter and tell him it's okay. Ask him to put this song on for you sometime and see if Jules stops it in the middle, because that wouldn't be cool. One of the best songs of all time. This will make you feel better, I guarantee you. Willie P. Bennett, Willie's Diamond Joe, Tell the Band to Go Home. Still 19-1 for the Bombers in Toronto.
Thank you. was a rich man, a gambler was my game. Till I saw her cool beauty, inside her danced my flame. And I watched till my desire was turned from me to her. And she watched till I was blinded, and then she touched me there. Gave her diamonds for her fingers and rhinestones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her a care. She'll curse you and she'll haunt you, and do it with a smile. Even when you're on a long road, but down it many a mile. She needed, yeah, I loved her all I could. What she wanted more was I never understood. And the times that I would leave her, I never could decide whether I was gone for good then or just for one last ride. I'll give her diamonds for her fingers and rhinestones for her hair. Give her dresses for her body, but don't ever give her a care. 'Cause she'll curse you and she'll haunt you, and do it with a smile. Even when you're on a long road, I've been down it many a mile. Even when you're on a long road, I've been down it many a
have some fun. a song like this guitar, born to seize the day like the songs we sang on this guitar.
And let the light shine through.
Dig it, dig it till the sun goes down.
No yo, no yo, what?
Big girl, whole dad had a bad groove. Little trousers learning to move. Sit around in headphones trying to get
Dig it. There's their old friend Tom Wilson. You're thinking like, are you rapping on and stuff and all kinds of weirdness? Yes, you are listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, and yes, we're even talking about football today. Go figure. KK is hanging on to that Blue Bomber bandwagon for dear life and giving us updates on the Bomber game, in case you care. And the Bombers got a touchdown, but then that got challenged and taken back, and now they're challenging the challenge? I'm confused, but I don't know. So what's the real score, KK? Are we still sitting at 19-8 or whatever? 19-8, that sound right? 19-9, okay, thanks. There you go. A little Hankathon there. Have you ever listened to Hank FM at night? It basically sounds like that. It's all Blackie and the Rodeo Kings all the time. Tom Wilson there, Dig It from the Planet Love record. I dug that one out again recently. Not bad. Not bad stuff on there. I like that one. Colin Linden, Hooks in the Water from his fine album, Southern Jumbo. Stephen Fearing, This Guitar from his latest. We got Blackie in there with Down by the Henry Moore from Let's Frolic again. And Willie P with Willie's Diamond Joe, darn it. Just having some fun. That Blackie song got me to, I don't know, I'm going off on all kinds of tangents today. I don't know why, but got me to thinking about the guy who wrote the darn thing. Murray McLaughlin. He's got a great new 2-CD retrospective out, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't made it through all of it yet, but there's some darn good stuff, and I'm playing catch up. You know, I kind of missed out on Murray McLaughlin, but some damn fine songs in here for sure, and well, let's just roll one about Winnipeg. How about that? That sounds about right. Let's play this one from the new 2-CD Murray McLaughlin retrospective, Songs from the Street. Here's one called Red River Flood.
Red River is rising. Red River make you pray. Red River's like death, all the old people say. You can put your whole life in this piece of clay. And the Red River comes and takes it all away. Red River comes and takes it all away. Takes it all away. Takes it all away. Takes it all away. From way up here it looks like a dream. Winnipeg sitting like an island in a stream. White cat waves in the prairie fields. Swallowed up the farmhouse halfway up the trees. Red River is rising, Red River make you pray.
Seen nothing like the Red River flood.
Red River is rising, Red
I gotta get out of this town. Demons keep following me around. Well, it's doing me nothing good staying here in this neighborhood. I should've listened when I had the chance, but my ears were always closed. Back then there wasn't much stuff to pack, but then there wasn't no place to go. The less I know, the better off I seem to be. Not knowing much good is good, good enough for me. Well, I gotta get away from my boss. I keep forgetting I'm self-employed. Year after year I'm declaring a loss. Day after day I'm nearer the void. I was gonna run away and join the circus, but I had other things on that day. I guess there's always gonna be a next year. Next year I plan a better getaway. The more I change, the more I stay the same. The less I less likely to take the blame. The less I know, the better off I seem to be. Not knowing much good is good, good enough for me. Understood. What good is a making plans when one half leaves where the other half stands? Running's gone through your mind a dozen times. Talk is cheap when you're gagging on the get out of this face. In the mirror there's a different guy. If I look closely at those lines, I can trace a roadmap of time. The more I change, the more I stay the same. The less I act, the less likely to take the blame. The less I know, the better off I seem to be. Not knowing much good is good, good enough for me. Well, I gotta get out of this town. Well, I gotta get out of this town. Well, I gotta get out of this town.
Ooh, good enough indeed. Good enough. That's great. Not just good enough. That's the Dust Poets. They're playing on Wednesday at the Westin Cultural Center. We'll talk about them and do them in just a second. Before that, we heard Murray McLaughlin with Red River Flood there from his new 2-CD retrospective. And the Dust Poets, they're coming back to town. They're playing on Wednesday, as we said. And if the planets are aligned, then as I push this button, Murray Evans will appear. Murray.
Hey Jeff, how you doing?
Whoa, that was we had the magic timing there going. It worked out well. How are you?
I'm good.
You're
a little tired though.
Why is that?
We've been on the road for about 10 days.
Oh yeah, and touring is tiring.
Touring is tiring. We did the Lethbridge the other night, and then the next night we played in Cold Lake.
Wow,
we actually drove. we actually drove to Brooks after the gig in Lethbridge, crashed overnight, and then drove all the way to Cold Lake. And now we're in the middle of kind of a tail end of a blizzard here.
Do you need a better booking agent or what?
Yeah, I think he's just a real jerk. It turns out he's driving the van too loudly.
Careful what you say, but
that's right.
Things are going well, I assume, for the Dust Poets. I think the last time we talked, I think I talked to Corey most recently when the CD came out. First of all, when did the Lovesick Town come out?
It would have come out a year ago in February.
Okay. And at that time, you were sort of rebranding yourself. You went from being a Dust Mock Show to the Dust Poets. Is that changeover complete now?
That changeover was complete. We kind of coincided that with doing more gigs in the U.S.
Yeah.
We figured that an English name would be better.
Yeah. Americans tend to shy away from names that they can't really pronounce very well. So. Yeah.
Although, given the right-wing nature of the American government, we might have been better off with a German name.
True enough.
Not sure, yeah.
I know that I certainly like the name better, and lots of people are saying it as well. Has it sort of caught on a little better for you? Are you glad you made the switch when you did?
Yeah, totally. It has caught on. It evokes something other than a question mark, and it, oddly enough, it seems familiar to people. People will say, "Oh, we've heard of you guys," and you know that, you know, they haven't. So it's that kind of a name that sounds like you've heard it before, so it's always a good thing.
It's one of those names you just can't believe wasn't taken before, but...
I know, you know, and there was a few that we tried that were taken. The Dirt Poets was some cruise ship band from Louisiana.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Dust Poets has worked out well.
And it seems to fit anyway. It's a fine thing. So how's the reaction to Lovesick Town been? I know it's certainly my favorite record that you've done, but...
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff. Reaction's been good. It's kind of weird because, you know, you're writing some song about the hillbilly that lives down the street, and then you go and play it for people in Memphis or New York City, and they're into it, and you think, gee, that's kind of bizarre. But, response has been great. It's nice to know that the music can travel across the border to different mindsets and still have a response that's favorable to it.
Yeah. Corey was mentioning in his email that you guys have had some sort of ups and downs with touring in the States. What's going on down there for you?
We've had mainly ups. We're in the process of switching booking agencies.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, I mean, we did three festivals there this summer. It's a great response, and every time we go down, we seem to make more fans. And they're really rabid music fans down there. I guess it's, you know, there's more people, so it means that there's more of a certain type of personality.
Yeah.
So we found that really rewarding. We were down in Kentucky in September for a couple gigs, and then one in Memphis, and then we're back up. And then we're heading back down there again in February for a bit longer. So,
are you concentrating on sort of one area, or are you trying to spread yourself around? I mean, U.S. is a big country, right? Like,
yeah,
lots of places
true.
To go.
Yeah, we used to concentrate on the Northeast because three of the band members used to live in Toronto.
Right.
So it was easy for us to go down, and our agency was based out of Connecticut, so we kind of had jobs there. But we started to showcase in different places. We showcased in New York City, and out of that, we got some gigs a little farther afield. We showcased in Baltimore last year. And then we went to the North American Folk Alliance in Memphis and made some more contacts there, and that's kind of leading us back into that Tennessee area.
Right. Now you were mentioning you guys were a little you guys were living in different places. I see Sean and Carla all over the place now at shows and stuff. So are they living back in Winnipeg now?
They're back in Winnipeg, yeah.
So where is everybody living these days?
Sean and Carla in Winnipeg. Gordy Moen lives in Toronto, who's a former Winnipegger, you might know.
Yeah.
Corey Tickner lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And I'm living outside of the national park in Onanole.
Still in Onanole, eh? Do you still have your little bookstore?
Yeah, it's great. It's going great guns. We did a big expansion over the winter, over last winter, so this summer was crazy. Twice the size, twice the busy.
Wow.
And the band was up there. We did a great gig inside Clear Lake. We usually try to play there once a year.
Yeah. How do you guys, like, manage to find time to... I mean, it sounds like you guys are busier than ever, but you're still living in different places, and I know you all, like, you have your bookstore and everybody else is doing something else. How do you fit it into your schedules? Must be a nightmare.
It's great. It's interesting. We figure we're almost gigging about 10 days a month, so that's kind of, you know, even if we all lived in the same city, I don't know, would we be playing more than that?
Yeah.
You know, maybe not, but it also means that the time we spend together is a little more precious, so we take it a little more serious. maybe if we all lived in the same city, we'd be putting off rehearsals, so we wouldn't necessarily practice any more than we would now, you know?
Right. So I know that initially you guys were sort of focusing on, you know, you'd work in the summer or you'd work for a few weeks in the fall, but now it sounds like you're spread out. You're working every month of the year now?
Yeah, it seems busier. We started to do a lot of those Arts Council contact events.
Yeah.
You'd be familiar with those. So we did Alberta, I guess, a year and a half ago. And this little trip now has been all about sort of sweeping up the rewards of those little small-town Arts Council soft theater gigs. So we're doing that this month. Like I say, last month we did a contact event on the east coast of Canada. So we did a couple presenter gigs in Alberta. Then we flew and did a gig in Wolfville the next day. And then we did east coast contact. So.
Wow. Now,
yeah,
I know...
You know,
go ahead.
What's that? Better gigs are always worth doing.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are so good at promoting yourselves at these conferences. I mean, first of all, I mean, you guys are great. So I think all you need to do is get promoters to see you, and they're going to know you're great. But the thing is, you guys are you're not afraid to get in people's faces to make yourselves heard. And this is what I like about this band. You're really good at publicizing yourselves and really good at making sure people see how great you are. The first time I ever saw you was at, there was a little mini Folk Alliance here at the basement of the Fort Garry Hotel years and years ago.
Right,
for the Prairie
right.
Music Week. And you guys weren't part of the showcase, but you just kind of jumped up on stage and started playing. And I went, wow, these guys are great. And you guys have done a bunch of those kinds of things since, playing in elevators and all kinds of weird things. So
yeah, it's somewhat guerrilla. I mean, the lineup dictates that we can play acoustically. We don't need a drum kit. We don't need an electric guitar amp. So
yeah,
we can squeeze into an elevator and have some fun. Plus, we all love to sing together, and it's, you know, we rehearse around a kitchen table. So it's a nice, cozy sound, and it lends itself to doing those guerrilla maneuvers.
But hopefully people are actually giving you showcase slots now. You don't have to do that all the time, do you?
Oh, no, you don't have to do that all the time, but you still got to be out there. You know, you can never rest on your laurels, right?
Yeah.
You've always got to do the showcases. You always got to be out there and try to be seen by as many people as you can.
For sure.
So as you know, there's a shortage of good gigs, and we want all the best ones.
Yeah. How is the, I mean, you guys got to be great at festivals. I haven't seen you at too many festivals myself, but I assume you're busy doing festivals. I mean, if I were booking a festival, I mean, all I would need to say is book these guys. Like, it seems
yeah,
like a no-brainer.
We're kind of a natural for that slot, and we've had good success at festivals, mostly in Ontario and this past year in the U.S. It's great because the whole group can be broken down into a Celtic duo trio or some jazz stuff, local harmonies, cowboy tunes, comedy pieces, Music to Commit Suicide by, you know, all those important genres you want to hit out of festival atmosphere.
For sure. But, I mean, the records in your show are pretty much a mix of all those things, aren't they? Like, it's hard to say exactly what you guys are, exactly what you do, because you do all those things and many more.
Yeah, that can be both a hindrance and a help. We don't like to get tied down to any one genre. We just like to think that we can create some good music and not bore the listener, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where we're coming from, and sometimes that plays over well with an audience, and sometimes it just confuses them.
Well, sometimes that's a good thing or a bad thing. It depends on your audience, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah.
Are you still doing primarily all the main writing and then bringing it to everybody else?
Yeah, pretty much. We're all doing group arranging, and Sean McManus, our clarinet suitcase player, is writing a few tunes, so we're doing some of his stuff. And yeah, you know, we'll get together during this tour during the day and hammer out some new song ideas and try to add those and roadwork those into the concert. So we'll be doing some new stuff when we play at the West End on Wednesday, and also when we play in Brandon tomorrow night. So it's going to be fun for us. It'll be fun for the hometown fans to hear some new material, too.
Yeah. You guys have so many hometowns now that pretty much everywhere you go is some sort of a hometown, it seems.
Wherever we hang our hats, that's our hometown, yeah.
You did mention, of course, you're playing on Wednesday at the West End Cultural Center. I've seen you there a bunch of times, and I mean, I just saw you a little while ago at the Academy Coffee House there.
And, were you there?
Yeah.
Of course you were. Yes. Yeah. Right.
And you guys are so versatile. You can play the little coffee house, or you can go and play the big room at the West End and still be at home. So it's
well,
good
great.
To see.
That's great to hear. I mean, we kind of live in a fishbowl. We don't exactly know what we sound like. So the fact that someone like yourself is saying that makes us feel good, you know. And the West End thing is going to be a special show because CBC is going to record it and broadcast it. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that's a
and
that's
we also
a nice
get
to thing.
Do a doubleheader with Dustin Bentall.
I was gonna say. I mean, I was looking forward to going to the West End two nights in a row, but now you saved me. You gave me a night off, which is good, especially if there's snow on the ground. I'm kind of lazy. I don't like to go out. But now you've combined them. So Dustin Bentall's gonna play, and then you're gonna play.
That's right. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I don't know how familiar you are with Dustin, but I'm a huge fan myself, so that's going to be a great show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't think I've ever heard any of his stuff.
Oh,
I haven't had the chance to.
You're going to like it. I mean, you know his dad, Barney, of course, but he is a fine, fine writer and a singer-songwriter on his own, so it's going to be a great show.
Oh, great.
The you've been working on some songs for a new album?
Yeah, we're hoping to go into the studio again in the spring and try to have something ready maybe for in all likelihood for next fall is sort of what we're kind of shooting at.
Okay. I got to believe that by now there's some labels sniffing around and you don't necessarily have to do things independent if you don't want to.
Well, it would be nice if there's labels sniffing around, but
really?
It's a tough nut. There's no shortage of accents, so you just kind of have to be in the right place at the right time and be heard by the right person.
Wow.
So, I mean, we're still shopping the stuff around and seeing if anyone's interested, but otherwise it's just our goal is just to get the music to the fans, so whether that means label support or not, we're just still going to get out there and grind it out. So.
For sure. Well, I mean, especially with the last record, you did such a good job of recording it. It's such a nice package, and everything about it was so pro that, I mean, obviously a label comes in handy, but I got to think there's benefits when you're able to do it at the quality you did, especially with Lovesick Town. I mean, you probably, there's a certain amount of independence in that. You don't need somebody else if you're able to put out such a good product on your own.
That's true, but that said, it is tough to get that industry push when you're trying to do it all by yourself, and you're booking the acts and doing the interviews, and you kind of need somebody else in the court there booking the Conan show or something.
Right.
So you can, raise the profile a bit, and that gets tough to do without the agency support.
For sure.
Or, the label support, I guess.
Well, you always have a space here on Tell the Band to Go Home, so I know your career is safe.
Excellent.
You don't need the bigwig agent pushing you on my show.
All we need is your show.
If only that were true, hey? Well, I know you got lots of driving and stuff to do, so I won't keep you forever, but it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Is there anything else coming up or happening that we should talk about?
Well, it's the Brandon Show, the West End Show on Wednesday. Show starts at 8. I guess doors at 7:30. Ticketmaster tickets. We're off to Thunder Bay, and then we reconvene in Quebec. Well, we just got a new Quebec agent, Stéphane Blue, going to represent us there. So we're doing a showcase there in February, and then from there down to back to Kentucky for some more bourbon and concerts.
Very nice. Well, it sounds like a busy schedule, and good on you.
Sure.
And I mean,
and we're also going to give away a couple of tickets, right?
We're certainly glad to do that for sure. So we'll think of a way and we'll tell folks how to get those in a couple of minutes because we don't want me monkeying around with the phones while you're on the phone here. So, now what was I going to say? What I really like about this band is that it's kind of good for everybody and I've noticed that pretty much anybody can go to a Dust Poets show and have a good time. Like it depends. It doesn't matter what kind of music you like or how old you are. I see all kinds of different people at that. I saw you a little while ago as we were talking about at a birthday party. Some of the people there, not huge music people, but I know they had a good time and they were able to connect with it. So it's kind of fun for the whole family, Murray.
Yeah, to use a cliche, you're right. And our audience crosses the border from 10 years old to 90.
Yeah.
As long as we can keep our bass player's clothes on, it should be a family show.
Has that been a problem in the past?
Well, occasionally gets a little randy.
Well, I understand. All right, well, we want to play something else from the record. Do you have another request? That one was so good that I almost hate to pick on my own because you're doing such a good job.
Well, I think you'd have to play Lovesick Town, the title track.
I think that's appropriate.
Yeah.
And is there a particular town that's about? Are we Lovesick here in Winnipeg?
That's about everybody's hometown. your hometown, you always think that everyone knows what you're doing all the time.
Yeah.
Turns out that they don't, but they really love you a lot.
For sure.
And so we wrote this little tender ballad for people.
Excellent. It's a great thing. Always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend.
Nice to talk to you, Jeff.
Take care. Hang on for a second. Here's the Dust Poets from Lovesick Town.
I'm so sick of this town, but I really love this town. It's a nice place to be.
there, but I wouldn't want to visit if I was feeling down. Take my belt, take my shoelaces, cause I know when I'm licked. How long do you have to live here before you get a shirt with your name on it? I love you as far as I can sit, and I need you as much as I need me. I love you as far as I can spit at every little dread. It's like living in a TV show. Let your imagination go, cause that's all that there is in this mixed up place we all call our own. I've been abducted by the locals, yeah, they let me into their club. It's the place where the facts are stranger than the fiction we all joke about. I love you as far as I can spit, and I need you as much as I need me. I love you as far as I can spit at every little drip. Cause they're starting to catch on. Lately I've been waking up to find my own quotes burned in my lawn. Trying to make some sense of it all when it all seems so absurd. The heads of the village idiots hang on the outskirts, welcoming the world. I love you as far as I can spit, and I need you as much as I need me. I love you as far as I can spit at every little drip.
Oh, the Dust Poets there with the title track to their fabulous record, Lovesick Town, and a great band there. And I'm telling you, as much as you love them on CD, they're even better live. A lot of fun and great music. So check them out on Wednesday at the West End Cultural Center if you can. We'll try and sell you some tickets, but in case you can't afford them or you just want to be really lucky, we'll give you a pair. You just call us 269-863-6269-UMFM. Do you know the former name of the band, or can you guess at it? Give us a call, or maybe where Murray lives. One of those two things. I just want to show that you were paying attention somehow. But even if you weren't, we'll probably still hook you up. So give me a call here, 269-863-6269-UMFM. Let's play one from under the original name. They had two great records. We'll play something from each of them, I think. We'll start off with their something from their fabulous debut, One Night in Berlin. I sure love this song. Check this out. This is gorgeous. This is Murray Evans and the band now known as the Dust Poets, but then they were called...
of Italy on a placemat made in China. That red counter stool's got my name on it. Those Tim Horton donut people got their eyes on me. It's two more towns, it's three more shows, and it's four more meals till I'm home. There's a couple giggling in the next room, and I keep waking up thinking it's me and you. And there's a Bible in the drawer, and there's a towel under the door, and there's a picture of Pope George Ringo, and I'm washing my mind out with soap. And I've had all this time to seek out new worlds, but the miles away are all worth the while when I'm home. In the house tonight, that's how it goes. Sing all my songs and all my stories will be told. And I'll sell some tapes and I'll put gas in the car. And I'll load up my suitcase and I'll pack up my guitars. And it's two more towns, three more shows, and it's four more meals till I'm home, till I'm home, till I'm home, till I'm
at hand. When all our enemies are buried neck deep in the sand, we'll bring our armies home. Marching over the bones, the hoodlums are throwing stones. Let's agree to disagree. We'll bomb their bungalows, burn their factories, make some more heroes, and march them over the bones. Our flags will fly
over the bones.
Our anthems will play. Many will die. Some will be saved. Mothers will cry. Others will. If there's a conscience on this earth, won't someone loan a dollar's worth? What is it worth? Over the bones,
knows it's dangerous here at home. Round up the refugees, and in 5 years pay them off. Some plaques for apologies, stuck in over the bones. Grease up the war machine, webcast it on my screen. Roll dice across a board and take another piece and start another war. Playing over the bones, the dawn will break, the sky will crack, layers in place, borders intact, there's no more space to give back. Marching over the bones, victory is close at hand. When all our enemies are buried neck deep in the sand, we'll bring our armies home and march them over the bones.
Three reasons right there why Murray Evans is one of my favorite songwriters going right now. From the fabulous, they used to be called Das Macht Show. Tusa knew that. Congratulations. She's going to the show. Hopefully you are too. Come and see the show. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to stay home and be lazy like I did last night. Did anybody go last night to the Beverly Street? I feel like an idiot for not going, but if you went, let me know how great it was that I missed out. But anyways, Wednesday night, West End Cultural Center. The Dust Poets are playing, and it's going to be fabulous. We heard something there from their album Four Legs Good, back when they were Dust Mock Show. We heard Marching Over the Bones, and from the debut album One Night in Berlin. God, I love that song. Four More Meals there, written by Murray Evans. Man, he's good, and Lovesick Town. And how good they are, and hopefully by now you know how great their opening act is. You do, don't you? You know. Come on, you want to go on Wednesday. If you don't know how great the opening act is, stay tuned. We're going to play something from Mr. Dustin Bentall after a few of these.